Let's welcome in Mayor Kelleher this morning to talk about the city council meeting last night. It was not a record, but 14 minutes came darn close to the record brevity of a city council meeting, and I'm sure y'all welcome that because, you know, you balance it out with those three-hour-plus meetings along the way, too.
That is true. It's nice to have some short ones every once in a while. I usually plan to keep the Nebraska Land Days meeting short. I try to keep the one right before the holidays short. This one was just kind of happenstance. We just have a little lull in public hearings, and I know even the Planning Commission agendas are a little bit short here the next month or so. So we'll see probably some shorter meetings, but yeah, definitely in March we'll be back to tackling some challenging issues.
We gain steam on everything. It seems like activity dies down a little bit first part of the year, and then it just picks up and doesn't stop pretty much. So last night you approved some appointments and reappointments of people to various commissions and boards, and the first one was approving your appointment of Sarah Ostmeyer to the Library Advisory Board.
That is true. I always like to mention those folks that volunteer their time for the betterment of the city, and Sarah is somebody who wanted to be on the Library Advisory Board, so of course she was appointed and approved by the council. And then the next one down, we have the Historic North Platte Historic Preservation Commission, and we appointed a whole range of people there: Stephen Granger, Jim Griffin, Casey Anderson, Steve Olson, Glenn Van Velsen, and I missed someone there. Nope, that's it.
Yeah, you mentioned all the names.
Yep, folks that have been. Many of those folks have been there for a while. They do a great service. Jim Nisley, Councilman Jim Nisley, serves as the council representative. And historic preservation is one of those things you don't think about every day, but they have They have a role in trying to make sure that our history survives. And you know, if you if you haven't had a chance to go out to Lincoln County Historical Museum and see all the work that Jim Griffin and our I think I mentioned the wrong name there. Anyway, has done out there at the Lincoln County Museum. Really take a look. Go out there sometime and look around. It's a great testament to our history, and they're growing and doing some other things and working on a canteen area that will grow, and it's going to be a great thing for the community.
Good. I love history. I love historical artifacts and reading about historical things, and North Platte has a lot of that, for sure, to preserve. Something which you didn't highlight, but I wanted to get your comment on, was the North Platte Fire Department's annual report. Is that just facts and figures, or are there other things included in that?
It is mostly facts and figures, but it's always interesting to read. It's somewhat of a story of the accomplishments of the fire department throughout the course of the last 12 months, or the year 2025. And it talks about some of the bigger... There's some narrative on the bigger fires that occurred in the community. For example, there's a little bit of narrative on the one that was at District 177 that caused the buckle to move, and it was was someone's grill that got a little carried away there on one of the apartments. But those things happen throughout the town. The fire department does a great job of dealing with them, and then we move on, and we don't always think about them too much unless we're directly involved. So it's nice to see that report to remind us of all the things that went on in the year. You see, we do a great number of ambulance visits. That's a huge part of the activity of the fire department.
Okay, good deal there. Did the audit for North Platte for this past fiscal year, which ended September 30th, did you get... cleared on everything there, looking for the right term there.
There's always a very small number of audit findings, and in the past 6 years, we've addressed many of the ones that have been in place for many years. For example, having a cash reserve, we addressed that early on my first term as mayor. And so now the city has an appropriate cash reserve, and there's some other little things. But they always mention some things in the audit findings, like separation of duties. It's very important in accounting and to have different people doing different things so that no one can do something nefarious. But when you have a very small accounting department, you can only separate things about so much.
Right.
And so there's always a couple things mentioned in there about separation of duties. But that's why we have an audit, is to make sure that nothing nefarious is going on.
If you only have one person controlling the books, that makes it more tempting to cook the books, as they say.
It's much, much harder to one person couldn't keep up with everything that goes on in North Platte. You know, we have several folks in our accounting department, and they just do a great job keeping up with all the new things we have going.
Good. I approved a license agreement. Do they refer to it as NPICE?
NPICE.
Oh, it's NPICE.
Yes.
It's okay. What is NPICE?
NPICE is the ice skating rink that we have in Centennial Park.
It's, and it's not a division of ICE that's come to North.
No, that has nothing to do with the notorious ICE across the country. No. This is ice skating rink. They are have set up their rink for the third straight year there in Centennial Park, and the city attorney took his daughter there the other day and realized it occurred to him, you know, I don't think we ran this agreement through the council, even though the council had kind of tentatively agreed to host it for 3 years. And so so that's just a sort of a paperwork exercise.
Does that include, like, maintenance of it? And
no, it's just an agreement for the location is all.
Just the location agreement.
The city helps a little bit, but they take care of the NPICE group takes care of the ice rink and that sort of thing.
Is that just a local group of people that are interested in maintaining an ice rink, having that as an option in the winter?
That's right. We're hoping to work towards in the coming years to get the ice rink a place where it can be shaded, so that it has a cover on it, because that's the reason that it's availability. Like, I don't imagine it will be open every day this week, because it's going to get quite warm towards the end of the week, and so the ice doesn't keep very well. But if we could get it in a shaded location, then the survivability of the ice is much better, because it's not much fun to ice skate out there when it's 4 degrees.
Plant some trees.
Yeah.
Well, then you have to wait about, 10, 15 years. For sure. Let's see, and did you approve, give final approval to the Zeller second subdivision?
Yes, that was approved as well.
Okay. No controversy associated with that. That's good. And on the regular agenda, you discussed entering into a professional service agreement with Miller & Associates in the amount of $16,000 to complete an update to historic building survey. And did they authorize you to sign all those necessary documents last night?
Correct. We actually received a grant to cover that $16,000 cost. So, but this is a historic building survey that the State Historic Commission suggests that we do this every decade or so. North Platte hasn't done one since 2008 or 2009.
Okay.
And so we thought, well, we have this grant, let's get it updated. And so that's the process. Unlikely that we'll be declaring any new buildings, historic buildings, but it is possible. The survey area that they passed around a map during the council meeting last night, it's basically the older parts of the community that surround Highway 83. So the downtown area, the north side of the tracks in Highway 83, and two or three blocks either side of it. So,
okay. And is there a group then that recommends or proposes if a building or a piece of land get that status then?
Yes, that's the purpose of the survey.
Okay.
And should they make that recommendation, then it comes back through the Planning Commission, City Council, and so on and so forth.
Goes through the appropriate steps, and then you get the final say on whether it is actually designated as a historic site, basically.
It is. Yes, that's correct. Yes.
Okay. Good deal.
If it goes on the registry. And Councilman Lucas brought up, he just said, this is a good idea, but he said, keep in mind from the banking perspective, when you designate something a historic building, it makes changes to that building far more complex. So
you can only do certain things, basically, because you have to maintain the historical significance of it. You can't make many changes, right?
That is correct.
Yes. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Got it. Final thing, you approved the claims.
Yes, we paid the bills.
That's a fancy way of saying you paid the bills.
That's right.
Okay.
Like I said, it was a 13-minute. You asked me what the record was. I think the record was 7 minutes. We had a meeting when I was early on in my mayoral career, and it was 7 minutes long, because I think the only thing we had to do was approve the claims. It was a very short agenda. So.
What are the biggest bills that the city pays each month or year?
Well, they vary a little bit. Claims can go anywhere from millions of dollars when we're paying contractors to build streets and things like that to a $49 cell phone bill. And so they vary widely, and they depends on the month and the submission of taxes and that sort of thing. So it's just like any other business. It's paying the bills, I guess, is the way to say it. So I did.
You have tax revenue coming in, and then that's applied towards paying the bills.
Yeah. That's correct. Okay. Mostly sales tax. Yes, I did forget to mention one thing. So during the awards section of the meeting last night, the city did receive an award from the Nebraska Concrete Paving Association. and it's a nonprofit founded in 1981. They're dedicated to advancing, promoting, and ensuring the highest standards for concrete pavements in Nebraska. And our community, our city, was awarded this award. So the Portland Cement Concrete Pavement Projects are rated by a team of from the state, association, industry representatives to determine the best pavements designed and constructed during the current contract year, which would be last year in 2025. The award program is intended to encourage high-quality workmanship in every concrete pavement project. And so we, the city, received an award for the work on 9th Street out there on the west end of 9th Street last year. So we got the best 300 foot of street or under 30,000 square feet, I believe, yards of pavement. An award. I don't know we've ever had one before, but you probably didn't know there were concrete awards.
For a 100-yard stretch, basically, right?
Well, it was a little longer than 100 yards, but something like that, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So all we right, had well. Brent Berkland, the city engineer, up, and Tommy, who's one of the, also works in the engineering department, and they received the award, and we have a nice plaque to put on our wall. So
that's
really
what
great.
I was going to ask, yes. You get a plaque out of it, and we like offices lined with plaques.
That's right.
Let you know you're doing good things for sure. You also wanted to mention, since that was the extent of the meeting, time to mention a little bit about Pat Keenan, North Platte businessman, elected board chair of the Nebraska Chamber of Commerce and Industry. They had their annual meeting in Lincoln last week. Can you attend it?
Yes, the local chamber had a corporate table there, and they invited me to attend. I appreciate that very much. And so Terry and I were there with several other people from North Platte, and it was great to see the process for the state chamber. They do a lot to bring businesses to North Platte, and had the opportunity to travel to D.C. with them last year. Terry and I went on that trip as well, and we talked to our federal representatives about what we can do to bring more business to North Platte, or to the state in general, but I was there specifically to talk about North Platte. And
right.
It was a good visit. We really enjoyed the trip. This dinner was a great dinner at the Cornhusker. They did all these awards, and Pat Keenan, who was elected chair, like you said, of the Nebraska Chamber of Commerce, mm-hmm. in 114 years of existence, I think Pat's the first person from North Platte to be not only on that board, but also elected as the chair. So that's pretty great honor. Obviously, the Keenan family is a great family in our community. Mm-hmm. They've been here for many, many years. The Pat and Dan and Mike and, oh goodness, I just forgot their sister's name. But anyway, they
forgive you.
Yes, they all grew up in North Platte, mm-hmm. And their parents owned and operated the Coca-Cola bottling system for many, many years. I don't know how many years, but many, many years. And then the business was sold somewhere along the line. And the Keenan and Pat and Dan particularly have stayed here in North Platte and done many business ventures across the community, and we really appreciate their presence. They're one of the families that is, has generational wealth in our community, and it's a big deal to keep those family-owned businesses and that generational wealth in your community. It's mm-hmm. very important to do that.
Yeah.
So we really want to congratulate Pat. We look forward to his chairmanship on the Nebraska Chamber of Commerce, and hopefully he'll continue to help to bring great businesses to North Platte and the surrounding area.
That's the hope. They also honored DJ Eihusen.
Eihusen, yes, of Chief Industries. Mm-hmm. He received the Business Hall of Fame honoree along with two other gentlemen. And DJ is the gentleman that is currently owns and operates Chief Industries. And, you know, Chief has several things going in our community right now. The homes that are out there being built near Madison Middle School. Also, they're working on a really nice constructed home park on the east end of town to be somewhat near Sustainable Beef. And eventually, they'll have some housing and other things going along the interstate there where, mm-hmm. in the area where the old golf course. And they're doing other things in this area. But the DJ's a really great guy. He's a great family. And he's the third generation owned in that business, and he's grooming one of his family members to be the fourth generation. And so it's a great thing. Although they're based in Grand Island, I wish they were based in North Platte, but they're doing a fantastic job. And if we maintain those relationships and things, they'll probably continue to do other things in our area, and that will benefit North Platte.
Yeah.
So we congratulate DJ as well.
That's great. Anything else you wanted to mention today?
Well, you talked about the Farm and Ranch Expo already. Mm-hmm. I'll be headed out there for the rope cutting here in an hour or so. Okay. And it's a great event, and I look forward to seeing everybody from the surrounding area there.
All right, so go down and meet the mayor and check out the many vendors that will be in place. Thank you, Mayor Kelleher, for stopping by this morning. Maybe we'll have a little more to talk about in 2 weeks.
I think that's a fair statement.